Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're on Masechet Milah Daf Chet Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of this very short Perek Sheni of Milah. A Perek which is made up of a series of Mishnayot that all follow the same sequence, looking at various Korbanot, Kudusha, the Rabban and the Mizbeach, in three stages. What happens to them from the time that they're designated, what happens to them at the point of Shechita or some other process parallel to that, and what is their status after they are completed. So we'll be going with Chatat Ta'of. Chatat, and the spotlight here is on Me'ilah, but there are several other halachot that float around them throughout this series. Chatat Ta'of, Mo'alin Ba Mishuk Tasha. The minute that you're makdish the Chatat Ta'of, Me'ilah applies. Nimlaka, once you do Malika on it, Huchshuali Pasel B'Tfud Yom, Uv Mechusar Kippurim Uvalina. So those first two, we need to spend a minute on, because they're going to come up throughout the Perek and the Mishnayot. A Tful Yom is somebody who has completed his period of Tum'ah, has gone to the Mikveh, and is waiting for sunset to finish the time period. In other words, let's say a Zav on the 7th, or more likely a Sheretz on the day he became Tameh, already went to the Mikveh waiting for sunset. He's a Tful Yom. Chus HaKippurim is a Zav, a Yulad HaMetzorah, and Korav Lazar, also a Ger, who has yet to bring his Korbanot. So there's a special deen that their contact with certain Korbanot after Shechita will render them Pasul. Lina is, of course, if you left the Dam overnight and didn't do Zrikat. Huza Dama, what she did, Haza'at Hadam of the Chatata Of, Chayvin Ola Mishum Pigult, Notar Vitame. Then those kick in, Ve'ein Ba Mi'ila. Mi'ila is now lifted fully from the Chatat. None of it goes on the Mizbeach. Okay, Ketani Huchshoi Pasel B'Tfu Yom, Chusik Purim V'lina, Lipasel Ina V'Litmuye Lo. Lipasel implies that it's the end of a chain of Tuma, but it can't generate Tuma further. Tamei indicates it's Matamei others. So now, Matnitin Mani, who's the author of Mishnah? Rabbanan, the answer is there's a Tvuyei Machloket, and it's Rabbanan. Matanya Abba Shalomer, Tful Yom, Tchila Lakodesh. How do we regard a Tful Yom? We regard him as a Rishon. And therefore, he will, if he touches something that is Kodesh, it can infect two steps beyond. Rameyomer Matamei Takodesh, which means it can infect one step beyond. Posalta Truma, and it can just invalidate Truma, which means we make him like a Sheni. V'chacham Omer, the Kashem Sheposal Mashke Truma, V'ochle Truma, just like a Tful Yom can invalidate Mashke Truma and Ochle Truma, foods of Truma, Kachu Posal Mashke Kodesh V'ochle Kodesh, but not Matamei. So our Mishnah is Rabbanan. Amaravas, Rav explains what their disagreement is about. It's all the Rabbanan, which means Midorait to the Tful Yom does not invalidate, does not Matame at all. Rabbi Shaul says, Mala Asu B'Kodshim, they made an extra stringency only with regards to Kodshim. Shavir Rabbanan, Tful Yom Karishon. By the way, no, Rabbi Shaul did not mention Truma, just Kodshim. They made him like a Rishon. Meir Ka'ochel Sheni, they made him like an Ochel Sheni, like someone who eats a food that's a Sheni. And therefore, for both Truma and Kodesh, it has that application for Kodesh two steps beyond for Truma one. The Rabbanan came into Tavol Kalash Tuma. According to for the Rabbanan's position is once he gone to the mikvah, his Tuma is weaker. Pasul Mashvi, Tamei Lo Mashvi. He can only make a Pasul and not Tamei. Okay, Huzad Dama Chayavin. So Me'ilu Doreika Val Isura Ika. The implication is that there is an Isur. This is exactly what we had in the previous podcast, the end of the first parak. Once we've done Haza'ah, it belongs to the Kohanim. Why do we say there is no Mi'ilah? And again, we could say it's parallel construction with the opening, which is that there is Mi'ilah, but we have a different answer. It's Ochanina Liotzin, the same answer Ochanina gave at the end of the previous parak. Meaning, if you took it outside of the precincts of the Azara, indeed Mi'ilah is lifted, but there is still an Isur Achila because you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Here's a machloket about what Rav said about the mitzvah of mitsui, which is after you've done haza'ah with the dam of the chatat, squeezing it out against the wall of the mizbeach. Mitzui chatat of eno ma'akev. According to Rav Huna, Rav said that it's not ma'akev, and if you didn't do it, the korban's fine. The Tani Rav, because Rav's version of the Mishnah is the one we have in our text, huzah dama, that's the critical thing, haza'ah, not mitsui. Rabba Rav, he has a different version of Rav. Mitzvah Chatat Ta'of is Ma'akev. Tani Rav, Mitzad Dama. According to him, Rav's version of the Mishnah is Mitzad Dama. All right, let's test it. Toshma Vanisha Badam Matzei Yisrael Mizbeach Chatati. So the pasuk indicates that it is Mitzui that makes it a Chatat. So Mishnah Rabba Rav, that works fine. Vanisha Badam Matzei Chatati. Why, according to Rav Huna, why did it say vahanishar? Meaning that you have to do something with the leftover dam, and that's what makes it a chatat. He answers, "Kavam Rabbi Shmuel sheim nishar." So we have a version that Rabbi Shmuel in the house of Rabbi Shmuel in the Beit Midrash, they said vahanishar doesn't mean this is what you must do with what's left over, but if there's anything that's over, this is how you process it. Not necessary though. Umay chatati. So why did it say at the end of the pasuk chatati haresha, where it says vihizat adam? That's what makes it a chatat. Okay, lacha bread to Rav Rashi. So elamiata, if you're going to say hanishar means if it's left over, then gari mincha dechtiv vahanoteret, which is a synonym with hanishar, achinami sheim nitotar. You're going to say, well, if there's any flour left over, then the kohanim eat it, but you don't have to have flour left over. If you think that's the case, when you take the kometz and you offer it from the solet and the shemen and all of vonah, we saw that halachan masachem menachot. If any of the shemen or the solat or the levona is missing, the whole thing is pasul. So you have to have a full mincha, which you take a kometz and a levona, and then the rest is eaten. So hanoteret cannot mean if it's left over. It means what is left over. The rest must be eaten. Vahanoteret, kriyatei raktiv. The answer is, hataktiv vahanoteret, Amri. Hatantiv anoteret, that the word anoteret, if you look at the pasuk, is really an extra word, and it's there to tell you, you must have anoteret. As opposed to hanishar, which is not extra, therefore it's just saying if it's left over. That's where Rav Huna would defend himself. Meitiv, it has to be avua du Rav Avin, because Avua Shmuel was dead, but wouldn't be asking Rav Huna this question. So this other person asked Rav Huna, as a challenge, achar chatat ta'of, achar olat ta'of, shemlakan, umitzad daman, chutz demekoman. We have this braita that says that both chatat ta'of and olat ta'of, whether you did malika or mitzui, chutz demekoman, pasul korait, chazul v'nanachu, pigul chayb, malav korait. In other words, that's the pigul point. But k'tani miyat, his point is that we taught mitzad daman, which means that if you did mitzui. So, humotiv lavu mufarek la, litzdanim tani. He says, yeah, but that's read distributively, meaning that olata of we care about malika and mitsui. Chatata of we only care about malika. And the breita is not A and B, both apply to 1 and 2. Kufa, tell Rabbi Shmuel, she'im nishar v'adam. We have the statement from the Beit Rabbi Shmuel that said, v'hanishar means if it's left over, but you don't need to have it. V'hatana dever Rabbi Shmuel, hatam shirayim ma'akvinu, v'hav machlok between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, about the status of shirayim, and the machlok, it seems to be about parim anisrafim, usi'im anisrafim, those animals that are brought inside. However, Papa said that the machlok it really is, mitzui chatata of, ikabinayo, they really disagree about mitzui chatata of, and Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says that it's ma'ke, which means Rabbi Shmuel says, hanishar doesn't mean if it's left over, it means there must be some left over that you do. So the answer is straight to my little Rabbi Shmuel. There's two versions of what Rabbi Shmuel said. Okay, we'll do the next section, which is a whole series of Mishnayot, which leaves one Mishnah for the end of the Perek, and we'll do all of that in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.